We're in Hilchas Tefillin and Simin Lamed Beis. We've done Sif Aleph and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel today. Sif Beis. Kol Os, every letter, Tzricha Lios Golam Echad, has to be one block. Lekach Tzorech Lios Benekudish Al Aleph, Shikimin Yud, Hu Benekudish Atachtel, Beyudi Yashin Vayin, Vachorei Tzadi, Shu Nogos Baos. All of those little appendages that different letters have, the tops of the shin, the tops of the ayin, all of these letters, those yudin, have to be attached to the body of the letter itself. Uba'achas she'ena nogas psulin, and even if one of them is not touching, the letter is pasul. V'chein b'shar osis, all other letters are one block. Chutz mehe v'kuf, hey and kuf are the only exceptions. All other letters are supposed to be one piece. She'ein liga haregel begag v'mnoga pasul. There it's the other way around. A hair or kuf where it touches the halacha is that it's pasul. Now, how far should you really ideally have the leg of the hay and the kuf from the body of the hay and the kuf? So it's got to be that it can be seen comfortably from afar, meaning if someone is standing upright and he sees it sitting on the bima, he will be able to tell that it is separate and not connected. That's ideal. Now, it should also be not too far away. So that it's got to be in a way that it looks like it belongs, but it's not touching. So you don't make it too far and you don't make it too close. In either case, in either case, it would be kosher, as long as it's not actually touching, as long as the letter is discernible as part of this letter. So this is the first halacha. Now this is referring to the lechatchila. How about b'di'evid? What happens if it's not touching? If it's not touching there? So obviously it's possible and you have to fix it. Can you fix it or is it considered shaloka sidron? So that depends. If a child would be able to read it properly, he knows that they go together. And you'd be able to read it properly even though they're not connected. The halacha is that you can just fill it in even though you've written more afterwards. So this would go for any letter. Any letter that has the kind of split in it, where a child would look at the letter and recognize what letter it is, the halachi is that that letter, although it's pasul, we would say that you can correct it. It's not shaloka sidron because the essential tzura is there. Whereas, if a child couldn't recognize it until you connect it, then that would now mean that you are writing this letter anew. If you wrote any letters after that letter, then they are written shaloka sidron, and then it would be pasul. So that there it would not be enough to just correct that crack that you've got in the word. Sif Gimel. Tzorach letayeg shatnes gets. The letter Shinayin Tesnun Zayin Gimel Tzadi, you're supposed to put tagin on top of them. What are these tagin? The crowns. What exactly are they? They are three lines. Some hold that they come off at the two sides and the middle of the leftmost letter, the leftmost part of the letter. So in a shin, where there are three yuds, it is on the leftmost one. The ayin, where there are two, the leftmost one. The tes also, on that top of the left side, you do it. So that's first of all. And some say that it's not on the ends of it in the middle, but all three should be upright in the middle of the letter. This is the way we are knowing, that the tagin are, once again, the leftmost part of the letter, but in that leftmost part, in the center of it, you have three lines coming out with tagin. Now, the tagin must be connected to the letter. If the tagin are not connected to the letter, then the halacha is that they're not considered part of the letter, and the Mishnah Berurah holds that you have to get rid of them because you have little letters floating around, because tagin look like zions. So it's like you have little extra zions that don't belong there. So what do you want to do? Connect them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it depends. If you wrote it properly, but later some ink fell off, you can connect them. But if you didn't write it properly, there are those who say that you would have to scratch out the entire tag and then write it anew. Because an unconnected tag is a little letter on its own. Once it's a little letter on its own, you cannot create one letter out of two by simply putting a little bit of ink in between. So here you would have to scratch off the tagin, and then write them anew. So tagin that missed as you were writing them have to be scratched off before you can connect them. Whereas tagin that were once connected but are no longer connected, there you can fix them by reconnecting them. Then he says, Vasofrim nogu letayeg osios acheris. The sofrim are knowing that they put tagin on other letters as well. And if you didn't put tagim, even on the letter shatnez geitz that need it, it is not posel b'diavad. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach shita that they are, that it actually they are posel. The Bach holds that if you don't have them, then they're posel. Also, the letters of shatnez geitz, not only the letters themselves, but also the osio sofio, so for the nun, for example, a final nun, and a final tzadi. You have to make sure to put tagin on, not only on the round letters, but also on the long letters.